He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
A prayer to end a pandemic. Welcome to Voices, I'm Kadhambri Gladding. Today I'm in Nelson with Japanese calligrapher Akiko Crowther. She's reading out sutras that she's been writing. For the past 100 days and through the COVID-19 lockdown, Akiko-san has been writing endless rows of sutras every morning as part of her calligraphy and Buddhist practice.
Sutra is Buddhism's Bible. I'm praying to the stop to the corona, the pandemic.
Akiko-san is New Zealand's only grandmaster calligrapher. It's a title bestowed in Japan and earned through years of dedication to this very meditative practice. Her otherwise zen exterior today gives way to some excitement.
Yesterday, big news coming from Japan Embassy.
Akiko's just been selected for the Ambassador's Commendation Awards for her contribution to promoting Japanese culture in New Zealand.
My name is Kiyohiko Hamada. I'm the director of the Japanese Information and Cultural Center in Embassy of Japan. I'm also amazed by the popularity of calligraphy. You know, there's so huge popularity among New Zealanders. And besides teaching, she's also been actively just introducing and promoting the Japanese culture to many people. I would say that her dedication and contribution to showcase the art of calligraphy has been so commendable.
So how did a journey that began in 1956 bring Akiko-san from Japan to Nelson? At what age did you start doing calligraphy, Akiko-san?
Yes, I'm 5 years old. My mother bring to the my grand uncle's teaching calligraphy school. And I don't like it. Really, really. I'm a very tomboy girl. And I can't do the sitting and writing. I hate it. But my grand uncle is a very good teacher. And I'm writing a calligraphy and send it to competition, get to the award. So, and I'm very, very happy. Award.
Yeah, at 5 years old, you win your first award. And this was all in Japan?
In Japan.
In yes. Which city?
It's a Tottori, small town, and continue to the university. I love the calligraphy. And I'm just one of the hobby, because my family, many calligrapher there is. I don't interest in that too much, many, many uncle and my grandfather and mother also and my sister also and another cousin, and it's not too interesting for me. Mm.
So you wanted to do something different, but you yes. just did it like a hobby for a
yes,
while.
Yes, hobby. And also that I want to that and a teacher, elementary school teacher, so it's need a beautiful writing, very useful, and I'm learned to calligraphy too. Mm. But after first married, stopped because the first husband is he don't like the calligraphy. But 22 years later, we are divorced and very happy divorced. It's okay. And 1 year later, I met Tim.
It was a start to a new journey. Akiko-san and Tim moved from Japan to Prague, where they set up their first calligraphy school and gallery. But in the middle of a sub-zero Eastern European winter, they decided to up and leave, landing in New Zealand on a warm summer's day 15 years ago.
Genmaicha.
Genmaicha.
Is that your favourite tea?
Yes.
This year marks 22 years of their marriage. Tim, an artist himself, suffered a stroke in 2010, but remains Akiko's pillar of strength as ever.
Akiko is wonderful. Huh? Wonderful conversation.
Yeah. It's not good English for me.
No, it's okay.
No, Tim's effort, because Tim bring to me to the Prague, so and I'm started the calligraphy. I never ever, if the Prague didn't go or married to him, I never do the calligraphy. Yes, so all of them from Tim. Thank you, darling.
So you started this 15 years ago here?
Yes, 15 years. We started to the Saturday market. Yes, have a tent. Every Saturday, one boy come to the, excuse me, do you have a school? Are you interested in school? Yes, I want to. And another man coming, Akiko-san, do you have a school? My wife want to learn. Okay, fine. And started a house class. Of course, it's a very, very difficult. First, I'm not good English speaker. I'm not good. But just there, watch to the, my technique. I'm writing the technique. And she can learn from my brush's stroke. That is my teaching. It's without, don't need the word, you know. Just a technique.
Akiko and Tim run the UU Gallery in Nelson, where her classes see students of all ages coming through. At home, her workshop is stocked with all sorts of paraphernalia, all manner of the four treasures of the study of calligraphy: ink, inkstone, brush, and paper. Akiko-san is a stickler for decorum and discipline and cuts no corners in her students' journeys.
So your students learn under you, and then they send their work to Japan.
Yes.
And they get graded there.
Yes, 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 every month. But this corona time stopped. We have a grade, real, real Japanese grade. Yes. So, and Maya is now is a 2 dan. Dan is mean more at a high level.
I'm Maya Stephen. I'm turning 20 this year. I'm currently studying at Victoria University, linguistics and anthropology.
This is where you first started learning?
Originally it was actually out in the kitchen, but sometimes we'd have a class in here.
Yes.
And I love this room. I mean, it feels like an artist's space. You've got all these books and you've got lots of, you know, photos from Akiko's life, that sort of thing. So I really love it, yeah.
Usually more worried to clean up, but not today.
I was taking Japanese language classes in high school. And I've always been an artistic person, loved the arts, so it was sort of a way to combine both of them. So yeah, it was just once a week for 6 years.
And quite, part of your work with Akiko traveled to Japan last year. You went to Japan to show some of your work.
Yes, we did.
What was that like?
Very exciting, a little bit scary as well. I got to meet a Japanese grandmaster calligrapher. We had a class. A calligraphy class, which is a really cool experience.
What is the appeal in it for you?
For me, I think it's just combining words and language and art at the same time. I mean, Akiko will tell us the meaning of a word, and if we want to write a particular word, then we can ask her for that. But otherwise, you know, it's not the same as reading, and it's not the same as just, you know, looking at an image. It's a combination of both. That's something quite cool.
Maya's now made me a little curious to see if I have any hidden innate inclination to this art.
So I'm left-handed. I hope that's not against the rules of calligraphy.
Left hand? Oh, my God! And move to the body together. Yes. And push.
How am I doing? Am I doing okay, Akiko-san?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Oh, good. Yeah. 45 degree here.
All right.
Not either.
Just have I qualified here. Now? For the calligraphy competition. Stop. Faye, when you talk about calligraphy, do you say you paint calligraphy or you write calligraphy?
Write, not paint. Light. Mm. We are most important is a line. Painting is a not lined and more talking is line. So sometimes when I was learned from a teacher, she said, "Oh, Akiko-san, this line is alive. This line is dead, not good."
So you've chosen your brushes?
Yes.
And how do you choose your brush?
Size, paper size first, because this is too small. How much size is a word? Bigger word, for example, one word is a bigger brush.
These are beautiful brushes. So they're made of horse hair?
What is not the... only horse, fox and raccoon, many, many. For example, this is a rabbit, and this is a fox.
Which is your favorite?
My favorite one is like this one, like this very soft one. Like I like it.
I love it, all of them.
So just how to, if the same word, different feeling, very strong line and very soft line, and sometimes very, very quiet line. Kanji and kana, we call kana, soft one, calligraphy, and together. This is very new, modern one. And it's okay, good. And more same tension. And here, and here.
Are you a strict teacher, Akiko-san?
Sometimes. I think so.
She's amazing. She's very strict, very traditional, very principled, but yet she's very patient.
Not only New Zealand, I think many, many foreigners, people, to continue. Very, very love it. But I think special Nelson and New Zealand people very, look like a similar feeling Japanese, the art point, you know, artistic point. And they are so, so good. Our Asian culture, they learn and become more big success. I'm very proud of it. Very, very, very happy.
Thanks for listening. I'm Kadambri Gladding, and this was Voices. Subscribe to Voices and other RNZ podcasts on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast platforms. The audio engineer for this episode was Christo Karajov. Tim Watkin is the executive producer for podcasts. Thanks for listening again. I'm Kadambri Gladding.